Yeah, thanks, Aaron. It's been a kind of hairy day here with as far as watching the radar and the multitude of storms and cells that have popped over Orange County. As you mentioned already, we were watching that storm cell that still actively has a tornado warning out in the very northeastern part of Orange County. But we did have a pretty significant line of storms come through earlier, not long ago, that prompted several tornado warnings. At one time, we had three active tornado warnings in Orange County. And the storm, I believe you mentioned the sheriff and the mayor talked about, is the one that seems to have caused the damage that we have. We know of right now at least two properties, two structures that are impacted, and we're actively in the process of making initial damage assessments. So we have fire and EMS personnel and law enforcement in these areas, really assessing the damage from that line of storms, whether it be road damage as far as trees down or power lines, or physical structural damage to homes or businesses. So we're actively assessing that now. I think the key message right now is we want people to remember a couple things. This storm did drop some rain, and there's some areas that may have experienced some flash flooding. And just a reminder, we don't want anybody to drive through any flood waters. If they come across flooded roadways, turn around, don't drown. And there are also several reports of trees, many trees down. Some have power lines in them, some don't. And our message there is, anytime you see a tree down across a road or near where a power line can be, you have to assume that there's power lines within that line or in that tree. And so we want people to stay very cautious about approaching any down trees that could contain power lines, and especially stay away from lines that are down. It's very hard to tell if a power line is active and energized or not. And so we are working with our partners, obviously, at Piedmont Electric and Duke Energy, are responding to not only clean up those lines and do it safely, but also to restore power. We do have several power outages around the Hillsboro area, and those are all directly resulted of that storm system that passed through and brought heavy winds and the damages that we had. It's a little too early for us to say if it was actually a tornado or not. We assume that it was. A tornado warning was issued, but until we get a hands-on and look at the damage, per se, we can't really say it was a tornado. That's neither here nor there for us. There are damages, whether it's tornado calls or straight line wind damage. Straight line winds can be just as damaging as a tornado. So fortunately right now, we don't have any reports of any injuries, and we want to keep it that way. So our message really clear is just to avoid any damaged areas, down trees and down power lines, and obviously turn around, don't drown.
Again, really good news that we're not getting any injury reports right now. We'll keep in touch as we continue to get through the storm. Kirby Saunders, Orange County Emergency Management. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.